You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 26 and 27. When the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah, her husband, was dead, she mourned for her husband. And when her mourning was over, David sent and brought her to his house. And she became his wife and bore him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. I'm sure we are all familiar with the story of David and Bathsheba. How David got her impregnated and killed her husband, Uriah. And everything was covered up. And as far as David was concerned, he is now moving on. You see, I see a lot of people asking me that we have moved on. Do we still need to go back and revisit this issue? I want to say to you that you don't move on in sin. You don't move on in unrighteousness. You remember Zacchaeus. He was stealing from people. He had stolen enough. He had become rich. And then he had moved on. But then one day, Jesus came to his house. And by himself, he became convicted. And he began to make corrections. Every wrong he had done, he wanted to correct it. You know, I had the testimony of a man whom I know personally, who left his wife for 13 years and moved in with another woman and started having a child, started having children with that other woman. And then one day he found Jesus. He became born again. In his own word, he said, the Lord said to him, go back to your first love. And thankfully, his previous wife had not remarried. So he went back to her. Today, they are still alive. They are very wonderful Christian couples. The point is this. You cannot move on in unrighteousness. You cannot cover up your sin and move on and simply assume that time is going to take care of sin. You remember the woman by the wayside? She had had six husbands. Jesus said, none of those husbands were her husbands. You see, time and the fact that, oh, you have moved on. No, you don't move on in sin. You don't move on in unrighteousness. Even if it takes 50 years, the day you genuinely meet Jesus, the day you are truly ready to reign with Jesus in eternity, the day you are truly ready to be saved from the eternal lake of fire, that day that you are ready to become a part of the kingdom of God, that matter will once again be revisited. So brethren, there may be issue the Lord is calling your attention to repentance. There may be issue the Lord is calling your attention to revisit, to go and correct, to go and make right. You might think that, oh, you have been rude to your parent. Rather than apologize, you just moved on. Now it's been 20 years. You just think the matter is dead. It has gone like that. I tell you the truth. The day you truly encounter Jesus, you will have to go back and make that apology. You can't move on in sin. David thought he had covered everything up. But we saw that in the next chapter, God sent him a prophet to raise the matter. You see, even though God forgave him, God raised the matter. When he said, I have sinned, God said, I have forgiven you. But that didn't stop God from raising that matter, because God will not allow any of his children to cover up iniquity and simply move on. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.